24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com. It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever it is that you are. You are listening to Unbecome Spiritual Expansion on BashaniRadio.com and worldwide on iHeartRadio. My name is Holly Noonan. I am the host of this show. And here we have conversations on consciousness, helping you unbecome everything you're not so that you can live your most congruent, authentic, empowered life and ultimately discover your life's true path. And as part of you know, that unbecoming process, a lot of it is around unbecoming thoughts and beliefs that have been programmed into us that don't actually belong to us, but that we own these truths as if they do. And that puts us in a position where we're constantly out of alignment with our higher selves and ultimately with our higher power. So I have invited a lady that I look up to so much in this realm. Her name is Justina Casuarina, and she is from Australia. For those of you that are listening from around the world, we are chatting today with another awesome Aussie. but I want to take a moment to give you her background because, you know, for those of you who are ready for this message, this can be a profound, distinctive, pivotal moment for you this morning. I really believe that just in my personal conversation with Justina recently. You know, there's just such a disruption to the way that we typically think. So let me explain her background before I introduce her so that you can really put yourself in a position to receive the value that will come through during this interview. So Justina is a women's educator, a speaker and facilitator on the leading edge of feminine embodiment, women's sexual sovereignty, menstrual wisdom, and radiant mothering. She specializes in JX and the correct practices that accompany them for women's pelvic and sexual health and vitality, which, you know, are essential tools for all women. Justina holds a vision of a world where women carrying shame and guilt in their bodies is a thing of the past. And the new norm is women coming home to themselves, you know, holding great love and reverence within, seeing their bodies as the sacred temples that they are. Justina is Australia's leading expert on jade eggs, having worked and studied closely with the world leading master, Dr. Saida Desilet, for the past decade. She's an ambassador of her work. She has trained extensively, as well as worked within the realms of the health of healing arts, dance, women's health, sexuality, birth, and well-being for the past 20 years. She's a mother of two gorgeous children. And around everything that I know that she is in the process of putting together at the moment and organizing tours and things like that, you know, she has made herself available to come here today to share a message with you. So before we get into that, Justina, I just want to double check that you're there, that you can hear me clearly. And I want to say welcome and thank you for being available today.
Hi. Yes. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much, Holly, for inviting me here and for creating this beautiful, amazing program that you offer.
Thank you.
These people out there in the world listening. We're very lucky to have programs like this that help to shake up our thought patterns and belief systems, and it's a delight to be invited on your program.
Well, thank you so much. And I love that, what you said. And that's exactly what I love to do, just disrupt the way that we, you know, the belief systems, and disrupt things in terms of the way that they are so that they can become what they were really meant to be. And so I'm really excited to get into this discussion with you and, you know, in great depth. So above and beyond what I've kind of said to introduce you as, you know, trying to somehow put you in a bit of a nutshell, I guess, what is it, you know, is there anything else you would like the audience to know about you, or anything that sits kind of heavy on your heart as something you want to share?
I think that what you've introduced gives the audience a great snapshot about me. Something else I suppose I'm passionate about is the future of our planet and where we're going as far as sustainability and consciousness go. And I'd love to just take a little glimpse into where we're at as women on the planet. Most of us have been, we're all birthed into this predominantly male-dominated type of society, and we're seeing a lot of pretty crazy things going on in the planet, you know, obviously conflicts and wars and big power dynamics going on in politics, and of course the whole environmental issues. So for me, the work I do with women around their sexuality and their embodiment, to me, it is a big PowerPoint of social change. I believe that there's an uprise of women calling for knowledge around their bodies, yes, for knowledge around their sexuality. And this is just a wave that's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I believe a huge reason for this is because the more women that come home to their bodies and anchor deep self-love, reverence and acceptance for their bodies, the more women that are in tune with their sensual sexual natures, the more the reflection outside of ourselves turns up that is honoring and loving. So therefore, the babies we grow and birth into the world are coming in with that imprinted within them. And therefore, we have to take care of the planet more fully, because when we're in love with the bodies that we have and we realize the gift of life, we have to look after the planet. It just goes hand in hand. Yes. So the body of work that I've been working most strongly with over the past decade, which involves a holistic practice for women's feminine vitality and well-being, and it includes a jade egg practice in there. This body of work is very powerful for assisting with all of the things that I have just mentioned, and assisting women in coming into a place within themselves which is known as sexual sovereignty. So maybe I might speak on that a little more for those who are listening and perhaps aren't quite aware.
Yeah, tell us, what even is, you know, sexual sovereignty? What does that encompass? What does that mean? And yeah, go ahead, please. Like, that's brilliant.
So we're kind of conditioned to believe that pleasure is something that someone or something gives to us.
Right.
So coming into our sexual sovereignty and our sexual power, we anchor more deeply in ourselves the understanding and awareness that indeed we are the source of our pleasure, that we are the source of our own aliveness. Mm-hmm. And that we have a birthright to actually be free to express this in any way that we want.
Okay. Why haven't we? Why what has caused the disconnect in the first place? Like, I love how you mentioned earlier that, you know, it's a coming home to our bodies. That really resonates with me. You know, but there's a part of me that goes like, where did this all get to? Why do I need to come home? Why aren't I already home? What has even created the fracture or the fragmentation in separating us from, you know, something as powerful and as perfectly beautiful as our sexual energy and our sexual nature, for example?
Yeah, that's a great question, Holly. And I think that you mentioned a word there that's part of the key. And you said something as powerful as our sexual energy.
Right.
Women embodied and connected to their power and their sexual sovereignty are powerful forces. They know who they are. They are in touch with their deep desires. They will go for what they want. They will speak out against adversity. So I believe that their industry is created to keep us disconnected, to keep us, you know, thinking that we're not enough, that our body isn't this enough or that enough, that we need more of this. And we need to strive harder for that. This powers a lot of economy out there. So women coming home to themselves and reclaiming their sexual sovereignty, that essentially will facilitate a lot of change on the planet. And I just want to say something else around this whole concept of sexual sovereignty is that, you know, it's not something that someone can actually give to us or take away from us. It's something as women that we need to claim for ourselves. We need to say yes. I am worthy and deserving. It's my time.
Right.
This is important to me. And I noticed this hugely in the work that I do in the offerings. You know, I'm often giving talks and doing 1 or 2 day trainings, this type of thing. And when women hear about it, their first response is usually yes. You know, when they understand the full capacity of working with this body of work, they get very excited and their immediate response is a big yes. And then soon what kicks in is this, but you know, 2 days out of my life to learn these practices, I really have to help my husband with this or take my children there, or the house really needs my attention, or my business this, that.
Right.
Okay. And all these things, they're not going to go away. We've always got those and they're real. However, we need to claim our yes.
Because so, do we have almost a fear of that? We all hear of, I guess, you know, what we're really afraid of is our own power, right? And is that part of it? Is it almost like we almost feel the power of it, and there's some kind of fear in claiming that power, or is it just a conditioning that we don't owe ourselves the right, or you know, that we shouldn't honor ourselves enough to claim that, and instead, you know, we keep playing these roles that have been given to us by society that says, you know, that we should put the husband first, or the kids first, or the business first, or the house first. What do you believe to be the resistance to women truly honoring, aligning, and moving towards that instant pull that we get? And I totally know what you're talking about when, you know, something shows up to help us claim this power, let's say. What's the resistance to it? Where does that come from?
I think there's a couple of things that are going on. And I think one huge one is our conditioning and our programming.
Yes.
That, you know, as general Western society women, we are conditioned to put others first, to override our body's cues of when she needs to rest, when she needs nourishment, when she needs time out and just keep going, keep pushing.
Yeah.
I really think that's a big one. The good news is that we can, with practice and by choosing, we can create new neural pathways, we can anchor better, healthier
yes.
patterns and programs within us. And I also believe for those of you out there who are of this understanding that, you know, everything our ancestors experienced can somehow come through to us.
And yes.
there was a time on the planet when we were living in a way where the matriarchy was honored and women knew the medicines of the, you know, the herbal medicines, the medicines mm-hmm. of nature. They were in alignment and in tune with the cycles of nature and the cycles of their body, their menstrual cycles.
Yep.
They attended the births, just the women. They were the midwives, literally to midwife those into the planet and those going out of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a time where patriarchy started to rise and literally shut that down, and women, you know, it was like the witching times, the burning the witches, the hunting
right.
down and
yes.
repressing the knowledge, right?
Yes.
So
yes,
there's a lot of pardon?
No, you're totally getting me. Actually, I did an interview just recently with Don Tolman, and he was saying the same thing, how the women, the depth of their intuitiveness and things like that were able to, you know what plants created the medicines and everything you're saying, the cycles of the universe and the earth and our bodies and all those kind of things. So I'm just resonating right now as you're talking. It's fantastic.
Yes, yes. So, I know, like for myself and for many who have walking a similar path, you know, in leadership of these realms, we've had to personally go through a lot of fear about speaking up and coming forward with these things to share because of both of the things that I've mentioned, what is just passed down in this Western culture in the 21st century that we're living in, and that which is in our DNA from a long, long time ago, from that ancestral history.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what's really exciting is that more and more women are choosing to learn and choosing to say yes. So gradually
go ahead.
I was just saying that what's exciting is if you really want to, ladies out there, you can find sisterhoods that will help support you in learning these tools. I mean, for me, when I teach women, I don't just let them go. I offer them a community of women to connect with who've been studying similar work and who are going on a similar journey. So that when things begin to shift and change, they can reach out.
Yes.
And you know, query, hey, this is happening to me. Has anyone else experienced this? And or you know, celebrate their steps forward, their aha moments, their
mm-hmm. I think that's
their,
so
their
important
juicy
because
moments.
I yeah. know, and you know, for me this was a resistance. So I've been on a very tremendous, humongous, you know, fast-paced, fast-track journey of this myself in the past, really since my divorce, to be honest, like in the last, or my separation, the last 2 years, around embracing, you know, or healing sexual trauma, that I was never abused, but I carried the energy of so much trauma that was ancestral pain that I guess had been installed on me accidentally by my parents. Just through, I realized the impact of just little comments like a little child runs in naked, like, go put your clothes on, go get out of here, don't come out naked. Just these little things that just creates shame around our body, around something must be wrong with me, you know. And so when I kind of was really pulled in this direction around what you're saying, sexual sovereignty, it's scary, Justina, because for me, And I guess the more conscious and aware of yourself you are, you probably feel the intensity of this even more. It is scary. It's almost like if I claim this power, I feel it calling me. I feel it touch me when I move towards it. But the power of it is so large that it scares me as to what will happen to my life if I completely step into that space. Because it's almost like once I claim that power, the feeling for me was, my husband's not going to be enough anymore. You know, the person who thinks this towards me isn't going to be enough anymore. Anyone who doesn't see my power the way that I embrace it, they're going to have to be removed from my life. And so it's almost like claiming that power puts us in a position of so much transition and so much change. And, you know, it's almost like when I claim this power, there's no turning back on holding myself back anymore. I will absolutely allow myself to feel and to be a full expression of myself, of all those emotions. And that even includes my pleasure or my desires, whether they be sexual or whether they be anything else. It's all encompassed under the one banner. So it completely changes the entire trajectory of your life. And it's kind of scary. It's almost like intuitively, you know, the power of moving towards that force or moving into the sexual sovereignty space. And then it's like, it's going to disrupt the whole of my life. If I claim that power, I can no longer be, you know, for someone out there, I can no longer be the wife that just gets told what to do. I can no longer be the person in the background that lets everyone else be great and I just sit back here. You know, I know I am someone now. And so I feel like I have to live according to that. But then that disrupts so many things. You know, I can no longer put my children first. You know, yes, I can love them. But, you know, there's a deep sense of a need to honor myself. And that may mean that they come second sometimes. And so it's like, wow, it's going to disrupt my whole family, it's my whole life, if I really embrace what I'm feeling called towards. Does that make sense to you? Do you find something like that with women that are, like you're saying, like they've got this call towards it, this pull towards it? Something interests us so much in learning about our bodies and starting to accept our bodies and all this kind of stuff out there. And so we're starting to reconnect, but then it's like, gosh, the whole of our life changes when we totally move into that. And that's what's scary.
I think that there are definitely definite truths for other people out there in what you've said.
Yep.
And I think that that's one of the great benefits of having having a community to keep bouncing things around with and keep celebrating your wins and cheering you on and knowing that you're not alone. I think that's why having community support is really helpful. And I also think that it's not like that for everyone. For myself, I have just been kind of hell yeah and just give it to me. And I know there's a lot of women are just like that. So although some women will get the yes and then, you know, things will come up, others like myself will just be like, you know, I can't wait to eat it for breakfast, lunch and dinner. So it just depends on the individual, and all of it comes under the normal bracket, I guess, is what I'm saying. But it's definitely, I'd say that the hesitation after the big yes comes in a myriad of ways and does seem to it's not an uncommon thing for women. So if you're one of those ladies, know that you're not alone, and know that if you decide to embark on this journey and do some studies around this with me in the future, that you definitely will have others to lean on and who will encourage and support you. But yeah, and for some women, I have noticed that the shifts and changes can be really profound. For others, it's subtle.
And that's good to know.
For me personally, it was a combination of the two. It was like there were really subtle shifts and there were some really profound shifts. So I think what I'd love to do now is just mention a little on the body of work, I may, Holly.
Yes.
So for those of you who aren't familiar out there, the body of work I teach is it's like a, it's a holistic practice for women's vitality and pelvic health and wellness. And often we just associate that with, you know, working with the pelvic floor, working with the birth canal, that type of thing. But I actually teach practices that assist in, and I'm just going to touch on this briefly because there's so much I can say about this, but it just to give the audience some perspective here. So we're looking at breast health and breast care and awareness. We're looking at ovarian and kidney and adrenal health care and awareness, as well as practices that nourish and bring back blood flow and awareness, sensitivity and tone to the whole of the yoni. Now, yoni being a Sanskrit word for sacred, which encompasses the whole vulva, birth canal, womb space, fallopian tubes and ovaries. So when you start to work with these practices, and part of that is also, I mentioned the adrenal and the kidney health. Now, a lot of people, and even myself when I first started learning these practices, aren't aware that the kidneys and adrenals are so important, and when it comes to looking after our libido, having lifelong libido, and looking after our hormones and our juiciness and aliveness, our radiance as women. Uh-huh. And so this is just one snippet of change, for example, that can happen when looking at working with this body of work, because women all of a sudden are like, oh yeah, I've had adrenal fatigue. I mean, let's face it, in our culture of adrenal fatigue. But they don't realize that has anything to do with why they're not really feeling enlivened and juicy as a woman, why their libido's gone on vacation and hasn't come back. Mm-hmm. But it really is deeply connected. And once women start to slow down the nervous system and realize that nourishing her and rejuvenating the kidneys and adrenals is important, and you know, a lot of shifts can happen. Our nervous system resets, and by allowing ourselves spaciousness, a lot of things drop in. So that's what I mean when I say, wow, you know, some of the changes and shifts can be quite subtle, because some of the practices we're doing are actually literally about retraining and reprogramming ourselves to slow down more as we move. And this has been a huge thing for me. I'm actually a sole parent of two. I've done the journey for 17 years, mainly solo. And I literally had to seek practices to keep myself feeling alive and juicy and connected as a woman.
Yes.
And so it just became it was just part of my life to, you know, but I find embodiment practices. And then I started to realize that, wow, this particular body of work actually will help me in the areas of depletion that I've been experiencing from pushing through and having to override as a mama. And it's not just single mamas that go through that. All mamas have a tendency. And it's imperative that we learn this as women. And once again, it's not necessarily something that will just shift overnight. We have to make that commitment to ourselves. I like to think about having devotion and dedication for ourselves and our practices, as opposed to discipline as such.
Because I love that. Yes.
It kind of like can turn a lot of people off. I know that does to me. But if I know that I'm doing something out of an act of love for myself, out of devotion and dedication, then it's easier for me to create a habit by just implementing a couple of things in my daily life that can make a big difference. And in this particular body of work, there are a number of practices. And You don't need to be doing the whole thing every day to have profound shifts that right. just can help to bring back a greater sense of connection with your body, to help you feel, like you're switched on again, you're turned on and you're interested in sex. A lot of people are really not interested. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I see that.
And can I say something? Sorry to butt in. Just something is just sitting so heavy on me, and it's gone from my chest up to my throat now. It wants to come out. So
yeah,
you know, and this could be slightly shifting to the side, but I just really feel intensity to say this. You know, is this something that you believe we really need to involve even our daughters in? Okay, now my eldest daughter, this is, I guess, how this question's relating to me at the moment, maybe why I've got so much energy around it. But, you know, my eldest daughter is 11, so she's coming up to, obviously, you know, sometime soon, she'll probably begin her menstrual cycles and all those kind of things. And, you know, it's almost like I've been taken on this journey so that I can even pass on the connection to her body, because I have other friends who have, you know, children, 12, 13, 14, whatever. And, you know, and I feel like this energy you're talking, this disconnect that we've had from our sexual sovereignty, is literally the cause of even polycystic ovaries and all this stuff. Like, you know, I've got like friends who have 12 and 13-year-olds who are missing the week of school when they are menstruating because of the pain and the cramp. And, you know, I'm someone that believes that, you know, nothing really is wrong with our body. It's just some kind of energy manifesting in the physical realm and expressing through the body. But to me, that even represents some kind of trauma or some kind of stuck energy or some kind of detachment from this connection with our body. And I mentioned to a friend just recently how, you know, we were talking about, you know, our daughters developing and all these kind of things, and how when my daughter develops, I said, you know, I've been using menstrual cups for the last, you know, whatever, 6-12 months now, maybe 6 to 9 months now. And I even just talked about just even the pro, and I said, oh, you know, I'm going to, you know, I'm probably going to get my daughter to use that. She said, you can't do that straight away. You can't get her to put something up inside her straight away. And I'm like, why? Why shouldn't she know her body? Why is it weird for her to put something inside her body? You know, I'm just like, you know, it was like this, I just really noticed the energy around that conversation. And then that kind of made me realize, God, why aren't we teaching our daughters to be connected with all of their body, and for that to be a beautiful thing, and for them to know the inside of their body as well as the outside of their body, and all these things? Like, that just, that's something really big. So is this something you believe that we need to do not only for ourselves, but we need to even encourage our children on this path, like as in right now, not wait until they're older and they're already disconnected, and then try to kind of reconnect them, but do it now, like all these practices you're talking about? Is this, I don't know really what the question is and all of that, but I guess polycystic ovary stuff and all these issues with our menstrual cycles and stuff is part of the disconnection that we've been through over the generations. Is that causing it? And can the connection to ourselves again and our daughters to themselves even heal us on a physical level, I guess I'm saying?
Okay, so yes. What we do for ourselves definitely affects our daughters.
Yes.
And even our sons. I'm a mother of a 17-year-old girl and an almost 13-year-old boy.
Right.
And it definitely affects both. And I'm very passionate about the messages that we give to our youth. In fact, I'm creating programs around that and menstrual education and sex education for youth. But coming back to a big point around this work is that of limbic resonance. So I want to just talk about that for a moment.
Yeah,
so if you as a woman decide to embark on these practices, just purely embodying, embracing these changes within yourself and being who you are and anchoring that energy within yourself has an effect on those around you, and obviously your children will be greatly affected because they're the closest to us.
Right.
But it also can have an effect in the greater community on our aunties and our girlfriends and et cetera, et cetera. We don't necessarily have to tell them about what we're doing to create that change, because it happens just, I mean, you see, there's women who love their bodies, whether they're necessarily doing particular practices, often their daughters do grow with greater self-confidence and awareness. So I want women to be aware that they don't have to, and this will be helpful for you, Holly, with three daughters. You don't necessarily, even though we want to, and we're very passionate about it, and we want to share it, we don't necessarily have to be telling them all about it. However, because I am and have been passionate myself, I obviously wanted to share some of this with my daughter myself. And what I found the best thing to do was just to offer snippets that were age, stage appropriate along their journey as they kind of, as they show you that they're interested.
Yeah.
And if a topic comes up, give them a little bit. And if all of a sudden they start talking about how they want to hang out with their girlfriend, know that they've had enough now.
Right.
and drop that for the moment.
Yeah.
But so really the thing to be aware of is the more work we do on ourselves, the more that does have positive effect.
Beautiful.
And the limbic resonance will definitely affect them. And that there are ways of teaching our daughters without actually giving them the full practices that we're doing. A lot of what I teach is not appropriate for young girls.
Yep.
To be doing some of those practices. Like some of the practices you are really meant for once you become sexually active, for example.
Yep.
So there's
yep.
components that can be offered to the youth.
Yep.
And that's currently what I'm the programs that I'm working on developing, which
okay.
will probably not be available until next year.
Yes.
But it's all about knowing, being intuitive, I suppose, and tuned in with your child as to what to offer when. If
okay.
that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. It really does. So for the person that is sitting there now listening to this and resonating, going, yes, I'm feeling the big yes, and yes, I've been resistant, or, you know, I'm feeling a, you know, like a big impact, or I'm feeling the subtleties, or whatever it is that they've identified themselves as. And I'm so glad that you went through, you know, all of that, because obviously for me, it was a really big deal. And for someone else, you know, as you mentioned, it could be a whole lot more subtle. So, but for the for the woman who's sitting there now, just totally resonating, just knowing that she is being called back home and that she's ready to go back home, what's something you can leave her with today? Like, what's maybe one of the first things, obviously, you know, that they can do? And, you know, and I'd love for you to explain to people, you know, how they can also get in contact with you and follow you and come to the workshops and things like that as well. But what can they leave you with today? What's a good thing for them to go and do and to literally start practicing? How do we come home? What's the first thing we can do to move in that direction?
There's a couple of things that come to mind. One is spending time alone in nature. This is really important because the nature helps us to ground. It helps us to declutter and detox from this kind of toxic EMF multimedia environments that we're living, even though of course they've got their benefits and it's a fantastic world we live in many ways because of that. But nature helps us to, you know, really align with ourselves, with our centers, and with what is really true. Mm-hmm. And that will also assist us to become more anchored in our bodies and, you know when things are happening with other people, when it's our own stuff and when it's theirs. So that's a really important thing. And something that may sound a little bit odd, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. It's something that's actually really powerful, is that our yonis never lie. So I'll just translate that briefly. Basically, what I'm saying is that we have this internal guidance system. We're sitting, ladies, on our internal guidance system. Our pelvis has this incredible wealth of information and knowledge. So if you can take some time to slow down and just relax and breathe and do some journaling, do some writing, taking your awareness into your womb space and just writing from that space, like freestyle writing, asking her, is there anything you'd love me to be aware of? Is there anything you need me to do? Often the act of doing that is incredibly profound. And this is something I do meditations which help women to go into deeper spaces within themselves and access that guidance. But it is something that you can do at home if you're someone that likes to journal, and it might be something you've never tried before. Just trust that inner voice, because that is a big part of the body of work that I teach, is how to actually tune in and listen to the voice of the yoni and what she has to say.
And that
can often make massive impact in our lives.
Yes.
I think
our awareness on our womb as we do that, like are we imagining that we're actually trying to connect, not just like, you know, when you say like go inside yourself, but like are we physically like trying to feel or to send the energy to the actual womb space? Are we putting our mind in that particular location of our body? Is that what you mean by connecting with the womb?
A lovely simple practice to start with can be just relaxing, you know, maybe lying on your bed or the couch and you've got a pen and paper beside you, one hand on your womb, one hand on your heart, and just doing some breaths into the heart and then sending the love, joy and compassion from the heart down to the womb space.
Awesome.
Doing that a few times and then just really breathing into the womb space. And I like to imagine literally taking my consciousness deep within the dark depths of my womb and just asking for guidance and wisdom. So that's something
that's
the ladies might want to try out at home.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I really feel that. It gives it's funny you even say that. I heard a similar thing from Layla Martin, that I've done exactly that breathing from your heart and sending it down to your womb and things like that. I you know, I've personally experienced that myself, and it's like it does rewire your whole system. It's like it completely changes your neural pathways and the love for you feel towards yourself and all that. So it's so great to hear you say that again. You know, that's a validating message for me personally. But I feel like it's an instant thing too. For me, I'm talking, it was like, you know, 10 minutes a day. And on the third day, I really felt some connectedness with myself. It's not something that takes a month before you can feel the benefit of, I guess. It might not be the same for every person, but that's awesome, Justina. Thank you. That's just gives everyone something. So this is resonating. What do I do? Where do I start? Okay, start here. Go and breathe, you know, go and be present and connect with your womb space. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, I know there's so much, like, I mean, you and I kind of chatted just before we even connected here on this show with, maybe doing another show at some point just around menstrual wisdom and perhaps even, perhaps even jade eggs and the whole yoni as a topic in itself. You know, I know there's hours of content. But I want to give everyone the chance to be able to connect with you. So I know that you are, running events around Australia, and I really want to get you to Adelaide. So, you know, for those of you who are listening, if you happen to live in Australia, particularly if you live in Adelaide, please reach out, send me a private message on Facebook and let me know whether or not you would be keen attend one of Justina's workshops, and perhaps we can, you know, get her to each location in Australia if there's a big enough audience in that space. So please send those messages or comment on the post that you found this interview in or whatever, so that we can get an idea of, how many people are just hungry for this, and, you know, maybe we can get enough demand to bring you into the areas that we need you, Justina. So how can people connect with you? Where can they find you? So that they can perhaps do some of your courses or whatever.
Yeah. Probably the best way is just to head to the website, which is www.femininevitality.com. So femininevitality.com, and you could just register for updates and emails, that type of thing, for when I have offerings, insights, and stay connected that way. You can also find me, Justina Casuarina, on Facebook. Can be a way that we can connect as well. And yes, like Holly said, I offer the two-day seminar type trainings, which in-person training is really a fabulous way to learn these practices, because you're really in the energy of you get that limbic imprint, I guess, from coming in and doing it in person. It's also really fun. But also some women love to work with me online via Skype, so we can do private sessions. And soon I'll be announcing ways to go deeper with me online. So yeah, there's some exciting new offerings that will be coming out over the next few months, 3 to 6 months. So it's best to keep connected, ladies.
Yes, and go to the website and sign up for the emails, because that's it. You know, like, you could come out with something and I might go and connect with you on Facebook today, but I might happen to miss the post where you announce something. But if I'm connected to your emailing list or whatever, then you know that I'm not going to miss that. So I would strongly encourage everyone to go out and do that.
Yeah.
So, Justina, so that we can, wrap up this conversation, what would be, if anything in particular, if anything sitting heavy on your heart or any particular message you would love to leave everyone with, from this conversation, what would that be?
Well, I said it before, but I think I'll have to say it again. Our yonis never lie. So the more that we can tune into them, the more on track and in alignment with your path, I think you're going to be, ladies. And that, and also just saying yes, prioritizing yourself, prioritizing your pleasure, and do it not just for yourself, but the benefits that that's going to have to many in the planet.
Yeah, that's strong. That's fantastic. Well, thank you so, so very much. I know that,
my
pleasure. Depth of your knowledge and your wisdom is, immeasurable. So I know we've literally probably only scratched the surface of what there is to know and to feel through. So thank you for being available today, and for, giving people not only the message but a practice to walk away with. I think that is, for someone to be here and to get access to that kind of thing for free, is just tremendous value. So for those of you out there, make sure you do connect with Justina. And if ever you have the opportunity to get to one of her seminars, please do. As I said, reach out to me through Facebook, or my website is theholyeffect.com, and let us know, are you interested in that? Is that something that that you've got a strong calling towards? And any communication, of course, I can forward through to Justina if for any reason you can't contact her directly. So thank you again, Justina. And thank you not just for what
you're sharing. You're so welcome.
Today, but I want to say thank you to you for whatever the journey has been for you, whether that be that you've done a lot of solo parenting, or what everything that you've had to grow through, and and the process of connecting with yourself. I mean, we pay a price for this, really committing to our personal, our soul's journey and our life path. It's a big deal. It takes a lot of courage, and it also, it requires us to embrace a whole lot of pain and a whole lot of change. So whatever the journey has been for you to be able to get to this space where, you are making your gift available for everyone, I want to say thank you for going through that, because on the other side of it, the courage it took, the bravery it took, all of those things that you had to go through to be where you're at now, to offer the value you do. I just want to acknowledge that process that you've been through to be able to be here with so much to offer everyone else. Because if you hadn't taken that journey, then we wouldn't have been able to receive this kind of message from you today. So thank you for committing yourself to your journey also.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for acknowledging and honoring that. And it's been my absolute pleasure to be on here. And I've loved every moment, and I look forward to future connections with you and the audience. And
yes, I know my inbox is going to go crazy. We're going to have to do another show. For me, I'm like, we're definitely doing one on this menstrual wisdom. I've got some kind of interest around that at the moment. But also, I think, jade eggs and things like that are, kind of the words getting out there about them, and people are becoming more open to it. And so, maybe I think my inbox will go a little bit crazy with, can you please do a show on this? And can you please do a show on that? So stay tuned. I'm sure I'll be back in contact with you very, very shortly.
Thank you, Holly.
And for those of you, thank you, Justina. And for those of you out there, as I always say, this journey, it takes a whole lot of courage. It takes courage even to admit that you're being called home. And it takes courage to step towards embracing that power, because it's like an uncertain world. It takes courage to connect with ourselves deeper. Everything that is required on this journey and the commitment we have to, it really does require courage. It requires us stepping away from what we've been programmed to believe, what we've been taught to think, and to embracing, to releasing ourselves from the knowledge so that we've got the space to embrace the wisdom. So as you depart from here today, please depart from here with courage. The courage to believe in a better way, the courage to voice what you've got to say, the courage to thrive when times are tough, and above all else, the courage to know you are good enough. Goodbye, everyone.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only $1 a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000, or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.